Welcome to Finding True Spirit Connection. I am your host, Heather, and thank you for being here with me. My question to you is, what is your true spirit connection? That itch why your soul has come to this planet now. Take a journey with me, an in-depth look of relatable spiritual experiences through my own discovery of spirit connection. As a psychic medium, energy healer, vibrational expert, and spiritual coach, let's rock out together. Explore soul connection in the most unique way, digging deep into finding true spirit connection. Heather here. Thanks for coming out with me, you guys. I appreciate you like always. This episode is going to be about Atlantis. Now, I was contracted to Grid Atlantis back in the day, probably 2019. And I'm going to talk about what I know, the back end of Atlantis. I'm going to talk about some of the stuff that I've researched or what is chatted out in the awakened community or the high vibrational community about Atlantis. I'm going to also talk about why we remember Atlantis, what I can give you some golden nuggets of what I know about Atlantis, you know, on the flip side of positive, but I'm also going to talk about Atlantis, the back end of it, and what some people don't actually know. What happened to Atlantis, how it affected the planet, and why are the vibrational ripples of Atlantis still in the gridding system of Gaia? Let's do this. Start really slow. And a lot of people talk about Atlantis, or they feel like they lived in Atlantis, or they have ties to Atlantis. Atlantis was a very high-tech community that was thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of years before the Egyptian time, and before even like around the Greek timing. And it was a high vibrational, high knowledged people that came through a stargate and started living on the planet. And within time, they have or did evolve technology to the point that they can actually make massive contact off of the planet within multiverses and universes. And so it very much is this golden nugget of a lot of people remembering it, because whoever is kind of awakening or awakened have probably heard about Atlantis or were and knows of Atlantis through the vibrational remembering of the soul within our meat jackets. So our soul always have lived many, many lives, even simultaneous lives, with thousands and thousands of years on Earth, off Earth. And Atlantis was very well known, not just on the planet Earth, but in multiverses and also other communities off the planet. So when people remember that they were Atlantis, it is you are re-remembering knowledge through your five-dimensional consciousness, 5D plus. And honestly, like for me, it really showed me who I was in Atlantis when I got triggered and I had to grid it, what my role was, and what really happened to Atlantis, okay? So the spiritual community, definitely tap into those roots. You know, if you do have shards of knowing the power of tapping in, for example, if you feel like you were one of the 12 priests or priestess, these are the electric magnetic fields of energy that was kind of like the base that ran Atlantis. So these priests and priestesses knew how to tap into all this crazy technology off the planet, and they were used in a circular motion to create the 13 stones. So there was a male and female connected like yin yang, and they created a 12 stone wheel with a 13 stone in the middle of Atlantis. And it really was like a force or like a stargate that they created. So if you're one of those people that really feel they know the working parts or the stronger energetic fields of Atlantis, like the meat and potatoes right in the middle of it, you could also be reflecting on one of the 12 priests and priestesses that were inside of Atlantis to create this massive beam of energy that made them very, very powerful. Also, where is Atlantis, right, guys? Like, where is it? It's actually in the Mediterranean or the Atlantic, obviously Atlantic, but it was more in this warmer atmosphere. Now, some people say it was Hawaii. Some people say it was Portugal, Spain, but the energetic fields, or even if you Google it, there was a round type of island that had a energy field based waves to it that was close to the Mediterranean. This was a warmer climate, as well as it was a very energetic type of field that was connected to the crystal grids, as well as it was just a high vibrational area that these Atlanteans came through the Stargate and made their home on planet Earth and started really honing in to how they could use Earth for their own energy or for their own good, I would have to say. Or just like the fields and the crystal energy of the Earth really attracted Atlanteans to this planet to tap into its Mecha power, because Gaia's gridding system is so powerful. It's insane. And whoever knows how to harness it properly, she actually opens up to them and allows the energy if it's in the highest and best authentic way. And this is what the Atlanteans came on the planet for. They really wanted to harness the Gaia crystal power for their own energy, or to use it with their high power technology. Now, this goes down to what the heck went down with Atlantis. Now, there are some starseeds as well as people remembering Atlantis that we kind of screwed it up, or it was screwed up in a way. This is actually quite correct. Now, when I got missioned or called upon to heal Atlantis, I didn't even know what I was getting into. I was gritting so much back in the day, like 2018, 2019. What my goal was, or at least what I knew why I was getting so missioned. And when I say missioned, I mean, I go into a meditative state, working out, that is on spin bike or jogging. And in this theta state, I actually can work or grid the crystal grids of the planet. And so this huge thing happened with me that I had a team with me, probably from back in the day. I mean, I know that I'm a planet architect. I know I've worked on Gaia before she even was born. Maybe that team was from then. But all I knew was around 2018 and 2019, I had a crew, and all of a sudden, like weekly, I would get this ping of information, and then I would be gridding some sort of high powered ancient site to either clean it, piece it together, lock it into the energy fields outside of the planet, like the Giza. That was my first one. And then, you know, it just kept on rolling. I did Atlantis. I've done Antarctica. There was a site in China, the Mayan ruins. Like, just seemed like it was never ending. But I knew Atlantis was very important when I was contracted out to do this mission work, because I was told that I wasn't supposed to tell anybody Because I worked with a human group also that we shared information. We were all gridding the planet and, you know, holding energy for each other. So I wasn't allowed to tell any of my human group because we don't know what kind of contracts they had to Atlantis. Also, the weirdest part was I wasn't allowed to post anything on social media, and I wasn't allowed to even say anything that I'm doing because, you know, if you guys follow me on my social media, I tell you what the core of the grid is doing, what's the grid systems having right now. Like, I wasn't able to say anything. And if I did, I got this yuck feeling, like something all of a sudden was tracking me or looking for it, whoever was healing Atlantis. And so it was like this odd time when I got contracted to Atlantis. And honestly, I had no clue what I was coming into in my brain, and how I was taught to see Atlantis was very powerful people, very positive, positive, positive. So when I was missioned to heal it, or at least understand it, to unravel it, I came across a huge nest egg of crazy, like, greed information on the world, how it blew up half the world, and that's why the floods happened, and that's why the ice age happened. I mean, this is on my own knowing and how I grid the planet. You know, you could take whatever it is. Honestly, like, I know I gridded it, but who knows? Maybe across the planet there was 20,000 other people that were gridding at the same time, but I just never seen anyone else. But it could have been a collective holding to heal Atlantis. But I'm just going to talk about, like, what I saw. Also, Atlantis was very much basing a huge electric magnetic beam to go off the planet Earth to harness something through the central sun. Central sun has a portal through it and through there into the multiverse. So I didn't know that part per se, and maybe some other gridders would know that part because that was not my part. But I'm going to talk about, like, my experience of this whole month of gridding Atlantis and not telling anybody except for my energetic team that kept helping me. So when they asked me to go into Atlantis, I first did a tower, a crystal tower, and it showed me a red gem at the top. And the red gem to me always looked like this pale orange, but I knew in my heart that it was supposed to be like a bright red. And it kind of like pulsated. And as I was coming and doing this tower, it was kind of the beginning of the Stargate of Atlantis, or at least going into the beginning part of it. So after I went through the red gem, this pulsating kind of orangey gem, but I knew it should be red, that's when I kind of came into this room. This is the room of Atlantis. This is the guts of Atlantis. I talked about it with the 12 priest priestesses. Now, this room was circular, and it was very much all a part of the beam of energy. Yes, there was beds on there, meaning like people were strapped down to the beds, but also there was like this whole thing that was ripped apart, and underneath the crystal, it kind of looked like a crystal floor piece. It was this molten black tar that was inside the planet, that it was like poison. And all I knew was, energetically, because I'm gridding here, guys, like I was in a theta state gridding, all I knew was if I went in there just my regular self, I would die, because the poison, the gas, the molecular structure of what was left behind underneath Atlantis was poisoning the planet. That's what all I knew. And so when I started piecing it together, I kind of figured out that this was the aftermath of Atlantis, of what happened when they tried to beam off the planet and then blew half the planet up. That's what I knew. And all I thought was, okay, I need to get the coding and frequency and the structure points of the electric magnetic energy frequency of this black tar and somehow take it out of planet Earth. Rewinding back to, this is 2019, you guys. I was missioned to heal a part of the planet that had a lot of greed connected to it, a lot of torture in the lower chambers of Atlantis. And it was just this whole cover-up thing. Then now if we think about the planet now, like this was 2019. Remember what happened 2020 when everything like shut down and started healing? And now you know, like even 2024, there's like poison and shit coming out. And this was kind of like the remnants of that cover-up. It was like how things were controlled across the planet. Now we see it. We're starting to see it. And I knew this is sort of the same beef with Atlantis. It was like this lower chamber was some sort of effed up secret of how they actually harnessed this beam. And it wasn't just like everyone praying and being peace, love, and harmony. I felt like it was traumatic. There was torture. There was trial and errors. There was greed. There was that yucky, dirty stuff that shouldn't be on this planet for the planet to be well. I knew I needed to make this. It's so funny. I go back here, guys, because I literally made this crystal office off to the side when I was doing this tar pit of greed. I made a crystal office that all of my team could talk about the game plan. Because usually when I do gridding, or at least back in the day when I was contracted to do grids and stuff, I would just do it. I would just, you know, plug in this crystal plug and then put a couple gears in, and then I would put the code's frequency in and it would just start running. No problem. This Atlantis thing was different. It was like we were scientists trying to figure out how to lift something out of planet Earth that kind of was like radioactive energy that needed to go, but we didn't know how to lift it out. Just plug in a crystal plug into it, it wouldn't have worked due to the high volume of knowledge as well as the crystal beam. What it did, it created this scarring in the planet Earth deep into close to her heartbeat. It was disturbing, honestly. I couldn't believe it. So I made this crystal office, or this crystal gathering room, with a huge crystal table so we could make a game plan and work every single day trying to heal this yuck out of Mother Earth underneath Atlantis. Day one, I knew it was gonna be weird. Just thinking about it, guys, like so much weirdness with Atlantis. Like it's kind of like the crystal happy on top, and then it was just dark underneath it. And my crystal team, we went in to the radioactive area all geared up. And all I remember is I would touch this tar in Mother Earth and I would ask her to show me what I need to do, or show me. And she couldn't move. She was paused, or she had massive trauma from it deep in the folds of her. And so when I touched it, what I usually get is like a calculation in my brain, and then I get all these numbers. I have a number wheel inside my body, and then it creates a code, or it helps the code so then I can apply something to it, a healing energy or a healing code to this very hurt piece of Mother Earth underneath Atlantis. And so when I kept on doing that, it would take me a good hour and 50 minutes, because that's usually when how much I jog or how much I spin. It would take me an hour and 15 minutes to get the code, apply it, and it wasn't just once. Like, it was a whole month of applying different codes to heal this area. That's how messed up it was. Like 5 days a week for a month. And it was so daunting, because I started revealing and unfolding the true essence of what happened in the back end of Atlantis. They tried to beam energy off the planet. We know that. I said that in the beginning. But what they didn't factor in is that they didn't link up all their equipment to Mother Earth's crystal grid. Okay. And the crazy part is, and if you heard me say this in the episode before, Gaia only opens up to authentic, true people and knowing what they're doing. And if people come to her that are not, or they have contracts that are a darker form, she always puts them in like a fold that they think they're doing earth work, but they're not actually connected to all of the guts of her. And so what Atlantis did was she gave them this pocket to be in because she didn't allow them to be in the motherboards. But on the true side is that they were very greedy. They wanted to grow their technology very fast. They wanted to anchor into the planet Earth to open a stargate to either bring something towards them or get something from somewhere else towards them. And in doing that, when Gaia didn't allow them to anchor fully to her, or even I got the gist that they didn't anchor to her because they kind of missed that spot because they thought they can do it themselves without having Gaia in the mix. What happened was when they beamed that beam of energy off the planet, it blew everything up. It couldn't handle how it was situated, and it was like they needed the whole planet to anchor them, but they only used their crystal city to anchor themselves. And when this happened, it created this ripple effect and melted Mother Earth underneath Atlantis. And honestly, like, if you think about it, maybe she made it that way. I mean, Gaia is so amazing. Sometimes she does things to help us and probably for our own good. And maybe she knew that, you know what, 20,000 years from now, there'll be people to grid and heal this area. So I'm going to put them in a pocket because she knows all. She knows everything happening all the time. And so when I was healing this spot and it took forever to heal the greed tar, I call it greed tar because that's what it looked like to me and that's how it felt. I saw that there was darkness in Atlantis. I saw them torturing people to understand the vibration and how to use it. Also, if you remember what I saw in the beginning of the episode, the orange gem that came in and it kind of had this heartbeat to it, it was a fake heartbeat of Gaia that they tried using for that huge beam of light, which obviously wasn't strong enough because the real heartbeat of Gaia is kind of this ruby heartbeat energy within her, within the core of the planet. And it kind of was this orangey weird gem that was doctored to be as powerful with calculations, but not its true form connected to the planet. So that was another thing that was huge. But in the whole, you know, Atlantis also made a domino effect across the planet. This is where you get the floods, a domino effect of electric magnetic energy of a quarter of the planet really getting an ultra shock, flooding the whole planet so it can heal or at least be quiet to heal. Then you got the Ice Age, which was kind of like still a pattern or a energy field of healing for planet Earth. Now, here comes the wisdom for now. There is a new Atlantis. I do know that it's kind of by Italy, I believe. I did do some gridding of the systems. I believe it was in the 2020, 2021. I wasn't on that part too much, but I do know that certain people had to be linked to it because some of the code keepers of the universe didn't want it in the wrong hands, like the original Atlantis. But at this point, I haven't gritted it. I know I just knew some information from the old Atlantis to plug it into the new Atlantis. It may surface, or at least the wisdom of it could go through the consciousness loops of the planet. But I do know there is a lot of awakening with that kind of technology. So even though I say New Atlantis, it could just be the information of five-dimensional awakening and how to ebb and flow and use vibrational fields and use technology, because we're starting to come into the era of technology for humanity, for our meat jackets, for our 3D bodies. So we're going to see that a lot coming now. And even that new Atlantis is around, it could be very much triggering all that new information, or at least giving people to have a channel for that high-tech information for us to be healthier, happier, more sturdy. But very much this old Atlantis, all I just remember is going back to the drawing board a million times in that crystal office with all of my gear and my guides, my team. And then we would look at, okay, this is the calculation we should try. We would all put it into this tar, greed tar, underneath Atlantis, and then it would spit us out, or it would heal it only halfway and then it would go back. And when I finally shifted it, or at least the crew that I saw shifted it together, it actually shifted into the core of the planet. Gaia materialized the greed, and then she shifted it into the higher, highest and best. I guess it's kind of more from greed to harmony. And it kind of cycled through all the planet, which is kind of weird to say, but some of the high powered love energy on Atlantis was locked into the greed tar underneath it when it melted down. So what I really want to say is I think she really shifted the greed, put in some kind of codes for 2020. Now, remember what happened in 2020, right? The shutting down of the planet, the unique times, the ultra shift, that shutdown, and how the world kind of stopped and everyone was able to breathe for a moment and not just be a part of the mundane. My question is, when some people were gritting Atlantis in 2019, then those codes that was finally unlocked from Atlantis went into Gaia's core. I'm wondering if she actually used it to reshift some electric magnetic energy to kind of like flip it, flip what was happening on the planet up to 2020. So then there would be even some knowledge, some energy fields, some gateways, even like the crystal chambers of Gaia opened eventually after 2020. I believe her crystal chambers of Gaia opened, like, if I'm going to be honest, I did grid some of that in 2022. But it could have very much been that gateway, because Atlantis had the 12 priests and priestesses, and you never know. It could have been those 12 was the 12 crystal chambers that they borrowed that energy or that knowledge from the Gaia for their own bidding. And she was just taking back what was hers and then spit out the greed that the Atlanteans, or at least the darker ones in the lower chamber, was using. And don't get me wrong, you know, guys, if you're listening to this and you're very tied to Atlantis and you feel their energy, or at least know the higher powered energy, you know, there is still good things about Atlantis. The power of how much knowledge they knew, the high powered codes and frequencies that could heal people instantly. Like, there is some good things there, 100%. But the back end of it was not. It had a different agenda to the city that was stopped, that blew it a new one when they went too fast, when they didn't take the proper steps, when they didn't put the proper foundation down, when they didn't have the highest and best and good intentions and all that great stuff that now is coming out, right? And that just is kind of a huge lesson for us, you know, even you listening to this, right? If our foundation has darkness or greed, or you are attached to something or someone that has that, it is not going to grow. And it really shows how foundation is important, how knowing you're solid and taking those baby steps and knowing that you have done everything in the highest and best and that it will work out in the highest and best is a huge lesson that obviously Atlanteans, or at least some of the structure and the whole city, learned hardcore when they blew up, when they didn't take those steps of foundation that Gaia really needed them to have. Thank you for listening, and have yourself a great day and high vibe on, because you know what? I'm going to just say it. Hugs and love for me. Have a great one. This podcast is brought to you by The Healing Hub, my life's work of recording meditations in one convenient spot, creating quantum awareness through meditation for your body, and healing the spirit with charging one's own personal power. This Healing Hub is my heart and soul and my life's work, and it is in one convenient app that you can get on your device. Check it out, and for you to have a chance to access all my life's work.